A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey guys, it's me, Kashmir here. Welcome to another episode of Get the Belts. As you can tell, I'm alone because Miles is sick. Well, that's what he claims. I'm joking, guys, I'm joking. He's not feeling well, but let's all wish him well and make sure he's back and ready for next week. As you can see, I'm here alone in the studio. But of course, I have to be here, give you guys what you need, give you guys what you deserve, because that's just me, innit? That is just... Well, as usual, as we always start it off, I'm going to start it off with the word of the week. My word of the week is, guys, it's pray. I chose pray because pray is something that I think we sometimes forget to do. I think we kind of forget to pray and look to God for situations, solutions, way outs and stuff like that. Or just look to him for help sometimes. I think because we assume if we pray hard and stuff like that, we kind of want the blessing to come instantly when we should wait and then wait till God makes his moment for us. But I think we forget to do that. I know I have, because situations that I've been through and stuff, lately I've started to pray and more pray God to help me get through this and know that time will heal my situation, time will heal my heart, time will heal anything that I'm going through. So basically I'm just trying to know that God's solution, God's blessing will come, and I just have to take time with it and know that even though I want it to happen instantly, it's not going to work like that. But I realise, guys, I think we forget to pray. Even we can't just always pray about the negativity that happens in our life. We should also pray for the positivity and have gratitude and be grateful for what we have and enjoy every moment that we enjoy. Basically enjoyment, basically, and pray and say, pray to God and say thank you for blessing us, thank you for giving us what we deserve, and basically we have to pray to God and say thank you for giving us life, because there's some people out there who doesn't have that. Some people wake up not alive, you know what I'm trying to say? Don't try to put no hate for that, but you know what I'm trying to say? We have to pray and thank God for our life and thank God for waking us up in the morning. So I think that's my word of the week, guys, is pray, and just pray to God about troubles, gratefulness, gratitude, blessings. Just I think we just need to reach to God sometimes and realize God's listening and he's always going to be there for us. He really is. Yes, guys, and now we're going to tune into the second segment, which is Melon and Magnificence. And guys, I chose this gentleman as my Melanin Magnificence because it's amazing. This is what you call black magic, honestly. A gentleman goes by the name of, and let me get this correct because you know how I'm pronouncing Asian, all right, Michael Atkins. Basically, he is now become a principal in the same school district where he began as a janitor. And guys, that is amazing. It just shows that song that Drake put out, started from the bottom, now we're here. Hey, standing from the bottom, now the whole team here. Hey, basically trying to say that he started from the bottom. He worked hard and hard and hard and got to become the principal of the school district he was a janitor in. Is that even possible? How amazing that is. As I said, Michael Atkins started as a custodian and ended up becoming a principal in the same Denver school district. An inspiring victory for those who see the importance of paying your dues. He said he remembered the questioning looks principals gave him when he first applied to be a teacher's aide and was offered a custodian position instead. But Atkins never lost the vision or desire to teach. He worked his way up to the ladder, and now his plans to use his new top position at Stedmer Elementary School in Northeast Denver to make a real change and end racial disputes that you faced as a student. He quoted, "I have an opportunity to do diversity right." And as a child, Atkins was busted from his black neighborhood to a middle school. And he realized that before he became a janitor, he wanted to make a change. He wanted to do well. And know that the stigmas that he's and the stereotypes that was pinned on him to be nothing but a janitor or low class or whatever, he proved, no, I can work hard, I can get to where I am, and I can be on top like everybody else. And look at him now. So my Melon Magnificent go to you, Michael Atkins. You go and do the damn thing, you know what I'm saying? But as usual, guys, we always would go straight into... Oh, damn, I didn't even tell you how my week went. Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys, I almost feel dirty. Well, guys, my week has been a little bit up and down roller coaster. Basically, I'll be honest, me and my ex at the time, we got back together and then now we've broken up officially. And I kind of realized that chances you give to someone constantly, they take advantage of it. So I've realized that now I have to think of me. I have to put myself first, I have to make myself a priority. And knowing that he didn't see me as that, and I realized, no, why am I trying to fight for someone who's not fighting for me? Why am I trying to reach out to someone who's not trying to reach out for me? Why am I trying to work hard to save a relationship when they're not willing to save it themselves? So I realized, no, it's time to move on. It's time to grow. It's time to focus on me. And there was moments where I'm in the healing process, guys. I'm not going to lie. I've cried. I've teared up. I have feel, oh my gosh, what is happening to me? But I realized that it's okay. I'm going to be okay. And life is not going to be the way you want it to be. But sometimes a certain situation have to lead you on a path to something better. Because I know I've been through so many shit and I've done some shit. I ain't going to lie. But this week had, this week, personally has shown me that I am important. And if they can't see that I'm important, it's cool, someone else will. And time will heal my heart and I will enjoy the moment and focus on myself, looking cute and whatever, and get into this whole, like, you know, England is starting to brighten up, guys. I'm actually here for it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just excited for what's to come, because right now, if this was a week ago from today, if I spoke to you about it, I would have been stressed out. I would have been, oh my gosh, why me? But there has been moments where I did go through a certain phase where I was down. Like yesterday, I was just miserable and stuff like that. My son was at his dad's and I was by myself and I just felt miserable. And then I spoke to my friend and she just gave me words of wisdom and get me upbeat. Colette, I love you, girl. And she just made me feel so much better in myself and realize that I deserve better and better is there to come. And of course, I need to heal. Of course, it's not going to, feelings are not going to fade overnight. It's not going to drift away that quickly. It doesn't work like that unless it wasn't really real. But my feelings are, so it's going to take time. But then sometimes there'll be moments I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm missing, oh my gosh. And then I realized, what the fuck am I missing? And then I realized, maybe I'm just missing his company. Maybe I'm missing just having someone around. Because at the same time, how can I miss someone who didn't really give a shit about me? You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm saying right now, I'm just going to care about me. And that's all I have to do, because I'm an important person. If they can't see that, tough. And the week has been good, guys, because of course, it's coming towards the ending of my son's school year in year one. Oh my gosh, my baby. He's going in year two. I'm thinking, damn, I'm going to have a 7-year-old by the year's up, guys. Me, a cougar. I'm joking. I'm too cute to be a little... Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying my son's going to go in year two and I'm happy for that. And summer's coming up and I'm trying to plan little trips for me and him and just enjoy good times. So I'm thinking right now I'm just going to focus on myself, my son, my career and things that I want to achieve and stuff like that. And getting into, like, right now, guys, I'm on this healthy eating wave. You know what I'm trying to say? I want to know, guys, have you ever tried the apple and cider diet with a little bit of lemon, a little bit of honey? Because I want to start getting into that. And I've tried with the lemon, honestly, on its own. And I'm not going to lie, guys, it definitely has worked out. And I've seen the benefits. And it's been so amazing. But I want to see what you guys have to say about that. Tell me your opinions on that. If I should try it, or whoever's tried it, tell me what I should do to get my waist snatched. You know what I'm saying? Because summer is going to be around for a while. I hope it be around for a while, because I still want to look cute and everything. But yeah, guys, that is my week. The moment of truth. I'm annoyed, but I am happy at the same time. And I'm looking forward to the blessings. And I'll be praying to God, reaching out to God to give me the answer and tell me what I need to do for myself. And that's amazing, guys. That is amazing, because I'm so healed. I don't know why I'm singing. I'm just in that moment and stuff like that. I'm glad I can sing all my time, because now Mars can't be here and tell me nothing. I love you, Mars. I'm dying. Ugh. But right now, we're going to skip into my segment. Yeah. Yes, with cash. Yes, guys. As you already know, Pride in London has started and the weekend's been lit and colourful and everybody getting united, doing what they gotta do, loving what they gotta love, you know what I'm trying to say? Because that's all I'm saying. People love who you wanna love, kiss you wanna kiss, touch you wanna touch, hump you wanna hump, you know what I'm saying? Just enjoy the moment and get into it. And it's been nice to see everyone coming together for unity for Pride, because you can tell Pride has a lot to show for people to realise that people can love who they want to love. And being a straight woman as myself and seeing people come together and realizing you can love a man, a woman, whoever, color, race, size, skinny, whoever, everyone deserves to be loved. And it's nice to see everyone come together to join in this moment that is special to the LB, guys, let me just make sure I'm saying this correctly, because I don't want to come for me, no shame, but it's, let me make sure I'm pronounced it correctly. Come on, Cashmere. LBGT community. Because I've got a lot of friends who's in that community. And I'm not going to lie, guys. Of course, we've said it on previous episodes of my experiences, especially when I started Brit School. That's when I met Miles. And of course, coming from a black background of myself. And my parents never said, would never force down the throat, never like women, this, that, like, we never saw that in a way. And it wasn't just forced on us to like go by that representation, you know what I'm trying to say? It's more like when we watch TV on CBC, two girls, a boy and a girl kissing normally, we're like, oh, that's the new norm. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the norm, the normality of the way the world works, really and truly. Then I went to Brits, and I remember when the teacher said, this school is not like ordinary schools. You see things you haven't seen before. You experience things you haven't ever experienced. And I was like, what does that mean? I'm only 14. You're saying so many things at once. You know what I'm trying to say? So I said, okay, let me see for myself. So I went there, and when I experienced two girls kissing face to face, I was like, damn. I was like, I don't know if this is right. First thing that came into my head, and I know it sounds ignorant and stuff like that. First thing, and of course, I'm a child. I never really, till I'm 26 now, and back then I was 14, so I saw things differently. Now, first of all, oh my gosh, they're going to hell. This is a sin. What the hell are they doing? This is not right, whatever, whatever. And I said, no. And then now, when I look back and I'm like, oh, it's two people that love each other. That's all I see right now. Two lovebirds kissing and showing affection, and that's lovely. But I think if back then, where it was more accepted then, if we had more acceptance of it, maybe more easier for the people that's in that community right now, gays, lesbians, transsexuals, bisexuals, all of them, would be more easy to come out and tell their families, their friends, and just go about it the right way, and everyone would live in joy and unity. But it doesn't really work like that, because we go through so many shit. It's not even just like being gay, lesbian, or bisexual. Even racism and stuff like that exists too, and it's hard because we assume, knowing that we're in the 21st century, things will change, things will get better. But it doesn't work like that, because shit is still happening, guys. It was nice to see different types of love shown in different ways, whether it be male, woman and woman or whatever. It was just nice to see all of that, because I'm the type of guy, I like love. I love love. When I see people showing love towards each other, it warms my heart so much, because love to me is a beautiful thing. It's amazing, but I ain't gonna love, it can be fucked up as well, but it's so nice to see people loving on each other. And I don't care if you're this, that, I don't care, I embrace everybody, because I think it's a beautiful thing to actually respect and love one another, because that's what I think we was brought on this world to do, was to love. And never throw in shade, hurt and all bad vibes, that's their own business. Let them do what they gotta do, because I really don't give a fuck, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's nice to see everyone coming together and supporting it, because I remember one female, I remember on the weekend, I was at work, duh, of course. A customer came in, she had a colourful t-shirt for Pride and stuff like that and everything, and then she came with her partner, two girls and stuff like that. They were holding hands to kiss, and I was like, oh, that's cute. And one gentleman came and shot, was like, oh, like he made a scuff. And I was like, really, the ignorance? Like, really, what is the problem? How are they affecting you? How is it ruining your life? How's it going to ruin your day? I don't understand. Their love, how can it affect you? Like, honestly, two people loving and showing affection towards someone is a problem just because it's the same sex. How does it affect your life in any way? Don't pass judgment on people for no reason. It won't benefit you in no way. Like, you just look like a hurtful sore. You're like a hurtful sore loser. A blood clot, dirty, stinking, blood clot, stinking dog. That's what you look like. It's left people alone. That's what we have to do, left them alone. Like, I don't understand. And it was so beautiful to see people embracing one another and seeing everyone come together. When I see people with the snaps and pictures, I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I was there. I was stupid at home, crying over a flipping breakup when I could have been out with people showing happy moments, you know what I'm trying to say? But it was nice to see all of that, and it was nice to see people showing affection and love towards each other, because Love is a beautiful thing, honestly. And it doesn't matter who you get it from, male, female, black, white, small, fat. It doesn't matter because we all deserve a bit of love. It'd just be nice to have it from someone who actually wants to give it to you. You know what I'm trying to say? But at the same time, this, the whole weekend has opened my eyes and really showed me that everyone needs to be accepted. Like, honestly, I think we all need to accept one another and love each other. You don't have to love everyone because it doesn't work like that. But it's good to be accepted in a world where you were so closed up in a small box. And when you finally come out and show your real self, you're still throwing shade at. People are still throwing shade at you. Ignorance, like disrespectful remarks when it's just unnecessary. Let people live their life. They're not committing a crime. They're not out there killing people. They're not doing none of that. They're just loving people who they love. This is who they are. This is who they're attracted to. Why is that hurting you? Why is that really hurting you? I don't understand. Like, what is the problem? And it was just so nice to see everyone just come together in unity. It was just a beautiful weekend. Even seeing the pictures and snaps and everything like that, it was so lovely to see everyone being embraced. It was a lovely, lovely thing to see. It was amazing. And of course, guys, I'm sorry, I just have to bring this up. Why this happened and who was there? Like, honestly, I'm vexed, though, because last year I paid money to go see Cardi B in concert and she did not show up. Bitch decided to get pregnant, decided to get read up. But I ain't judging her. Do you, boo? But at the same time, I'm vexed I didn't go with Wireless this year. But at the same time, it was nice to see all people saying the performance was good. She did her thing. Everyone enjoyed themselves. People enjoyments, nice things. Quoting Miles there to make Miles feel like he's here. You know what I'm saying, Miles? But it was nice to see everyone enjoying themselves. It's a good weekend. Everyone out there living life, whether you're at the Pride celebration or you're at Wireless, it's out there enjoying life, living enjoyment. You know what I'm just saying? That's what we have to do and stuff like that. But of course, guys, that is my segment. So I'm going to wrap it up with you and get into the segment that you've always been waiting for, guys. Get the Bomba Club belt. And to be honest, I can be petty and be like, I'm going to give it to my ex because he's a naughty stinking dog. But I ain't going to do that today. I'm just going to do that. So my get the belt is just going to be to ignorant people. Like, it's unnecessary. Please, please brush your teeth. Please, please wipe the gook from the corner of your bomber clad eye. And please, please stop hating on people, because you being hateful and bitter is going to give you blood clot wrinkles upon your blood clot, dirty blood clot fierce. Understand? So everybody, just embrace one another, please. Ignorant people can suck my tour. Because right now my tour need one cot. You can suck upon that one. I'm dying. But I'm just saying, ignorant people, you get the belt this week because it's just unnecessary. Please, no one's affecting you. No one's trying to, it's not messing up your life. Why are you even watching people, what they're doing? Let them do what they want to do. Love who they want to love. Enjoy what they want to enjoy. You go do your thing. Let them do own thing. Yeah, let them do their own thing, okay? Okay. But guys, that is it for this episode. You just had me because I'm amazing. Oh yeah. I'm there trying to hit the note, guys. I'm not there yet, but it'll be coming soon, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna lie, guys, I really enjoyed doing this little episode for you guys, getting you braced with just me as well, seeing my personality, getting out there and just seeing how like joyful I'm becoming now. Because anyone who's going through a breakup right now, just know that your heart will heal, God will bless you in many ways possible, and just focus on yourself. Because I realize when you're in a relationship, as Miles said a couple episodes back, said that we lose ourselves in a relationship. Now we're alone, we can focus on ourselves, because what we need to realize, we are important, we are a priority. Understand? So do your blood clot thing and look cute when you do it, you know what I'm saying? My mouth a little dry, I had to drink water. But guys, enjoy it in best way possible. Do you, and don't let no one tell you anything, okay? Because you're amazing and you're hot. And yes, I know everyone is Pride Month this week. So we're going to be, I know now it's Pride Month, guys. We're going to be bringing a lot of people from the LBGT. LBGT community to come on, tell us their experience, tell us their journey and what they're doing with themselves, and just getting a bit of everyone's story, and just let everyone embrace everybody, and just know that we all should just show love and appreciation to everyone. And doesn't matter who you love and who you care about and who you do enjoyment with, you are the real MVP, you know what I'm saying? So guys, as always, you've been watching Get the Bell with just me, Cashmere. Bye, guys.
Yes, we can.
I'm dead.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.